This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says regarding Hakadar v'Hapikas shel Gemi shenosnan al piachaves, a ball of fibers or of reed grass that somebody placed in the opening of an earthenware barrel to close it up. The halacha is imerach minat stadin lo hitzil. If he applied plaster only around the edges, like where the ball meets the inner wall of the opening, the barrel is not considered a tzamid pasil, a barrel that has a fastened cover on it, and so it does not protect itself or its contents from tumas meis. It is not considered sealed, achi yimareach milamalan umilamata, until he plasters it on the top, Mishnah seems to say, and on the bottom of the ball, or it could be, or either one of those would do it. But the point is, the plaster has to be added across the entire diameter of the opening where the ball is, either at the bottom of the ball or the top of the ball, because the ball itself is full of holes, and therefore cannot be considered a complete cover of the klicheres. So it does not, on its own, without a layer of plaster, make the klicheres a tzamid pasul that protects from tuma. And the same rule applies if one put a piece of cloth and put that at the mouth of the barrel. Cloth is also full of holes, and therefore an additional layer of plaster will be necessary in order for the barrel to be deemed tzamid pasul that will protect its contents and itself from tuma. The Mishnah says, if, however, hoisa shel niyar o shaar, if he covered the opening of the barrel with either paper or leather, materials that are not full of holes, ukishara b'mishicha, and fastened that paper leather onto the top of the barrel with string, yimerach min hatzdadin hitzel. If he also plastered the edges to really, you know, fasten the paper leather to the opening, then hitzel, then the klicheres would be considered some puzzle, klicheres that has a fastened cover, and therefore it would protect itself and its contents from tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.